New information filed with the BC Supreme Court has shed light on allegations of negligence made against the City of Langford regarding building and occupancy permits issued for a high-rise development later deemed structurally unsafe. Failure to identify readily apparent defects in the building's plans and an unqualified chief building inspector are some of the claims made by Centurion Apartment Properties Inc., owners of Ridgeview Place, formerly known as Danbrook 1. Because of dangerous defects, the 11-story, 90-unit building has stood empty on Claude Road for 2.5 years, after tenants were told to vacate their homes in April 2023, their leases then terminated by Centurion. It was the second time residents had been forced to evacuate. Days before Christmas 2019, tenants were told to leave as it had been identified that remediation work was necessary to address dangerous defects. Langford's part in these events stretches back to the building's permitting stages, prior to construction. According to an updated civil claim submitted by Centurion in October, Langford issued a building permit in January 2018 without confirming the original design complied with the building bylaw or the BC Building Code. Centurion's filing says the plan submitted by Builders DB Services to Langford lacked design criteria, calculations and other pertinent information necessary to verify compliance. The original design drawings prepared by engineers Sorensen Trilogy also contained deficiencies, making them non-compliant. When Langford considered the application in late 2017, missing details and other omissions were identified. However, they failed to identify any of the structural drawing code compliance issues, Centurion claims. They also did not confirm that the original design drawings had been independently reviewed by a professional engineer, as required by the Engineers and Geoscientists Act and the Building Bylaw. With regards to the code compliance issues they had flagged, the city requested additional information from DB Services. A building permit was then given to DB Services in January 2018, conditional upon receipt and approval of the requested information. Construction of the building then went ahead and was completed in early 2019. DB Services never submitted to Langford any of the additional information Langford had requested, the filing says. An occupancy permit was granted soon after, again without the city taking any steps to verify if any of the identified code compliance issues had been addressed satisfactorily, or at all. Centurion also says that prior to purchasing the building in August 2019, Langford failed to warn them that engineers and geoscientists British Columbia, EGBC, were investigating a complaint regarding the work by the project's engineers. By failing to disclose this information, Centurion says Langford deprived them of the opportunity to make further inquiries about the condition of the building prior to purchase. The filing further reveals that when notified of the EGBC investigation in April 2019, Langford's chief building inspector reviewed the original design drawings and determined that they were compliant. At all material times, Langford's chief building inspector was not a professional engineer or a professional structural engineer, and did not have the expertise or qualifications to determine that the original design drawings complied with the BC Building Code, says the filing. Langford took no other steps in response to the notice of the complaint. This is not the first time a Langford chief building inspector has been accused of wrongdoing. A 2016 decision by the city's chief building inspector Jerry Warabek to issue a building permit to a residential complex at 689 Hoffman Avenue without input from a licensed architect was declared unreasonable and not in compliance with the Architects Act by the BC Supreme Court. The city was approached for an interview, but as the matter is currently before the courts, a spokesperson said they will not be providing further comment at this time. Centurion also declined to comment for the same reason. Langford is one of several defendants listed in Centurion's lawsuit, first filed in October 2020, alleging negligence in the design and construction of the building. Also listed are DB Services, Loco Investments and several people linked to Sorensen Trilogy, including engineer Brian McClure. McClure was fined and stripped of his license to practice professional engineering in BC in 2022, after he admitted to EGBC during disciplinary proceedings that he was unqualified for the job and failed to design the building to code. In December 2022, a BC Supreme Court ruling dismissed Centurion's negligence claims. However, the judgment was set aside by the BC Court of Appeal in January 2024. By that time, the building had been evacuated for a second time, prompting Centurion to apply to add more defendants and new details to the case, including additional material facts relating to claims against Langford. In a decision made in August, Justice Gordon Wetherill said Centurion could include the additional information, plus add structural engineering firm Glottman Simpson as defendants. Glottman Simpson were hired by Centurion to provide professional and independent advice during the remediation works in 2020. According to the updated claim filed in October, despite the remediation works carried out, the building structure continues to have a multitude of dangerous defects, including deficient seismic detailing. Centurion claims Glottman Simpson were negligent and failed to warn them that the remediation design was deficient or incomplete. A request to add EGBC was dismissed by Wetherill as he found they did not have a duty of care to warn Centurion of the building's defects. Centurion is seeking compensation no less than $45 million, shared between all parties, plus other costs including loss of earnings. The filing also says Centurion is seeking all costs and expenses associated with releasing all of the units in the building once the occupancy is restored. Court records online do not disclose when the next hearing date will be. Over 2 years since its second evacuation, the Ridgeview Place building still stands empty, looming over the neighborhood. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette.